and there are always reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
These are the people, and these are their stories. The IRS is warning of a new refund scam that is being mailed out to taxpayers. The letter looks official, comes in a cardboard envelope designed to trick people into believing they're owed a refund, regardless of whether you do or not. And the letter includes contact information, but the phone number is not an IRS number, the IRS says. Then they want to see your driver's license, send a picture and all that, identity theft, yada, yada, routing numbers and the like. The IRS says if you get one of these letters, toss it immediately in the trash, just like everything else you get from the actual IRS. Dum, 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 dum. You should be fine.
It's no Meow Wolf, but how about the Capybara Cafe, KB?
I'm in.
Yeah, I don't know. And yeah, you can now cuddle with the giant rodents.
Love it.
Down in Florida.
Beautiful.
There's also a skunk, a wallaby, or an armadillo. All this for the low, low price of $49 for a half hour.
Whoa.
$99 for the full 60 minutes.
Dang.
Yeah, just so we're clear, those are skunks and armadillos and rodents. Really big, creepy teeth.
I'm in.
I don't think that deserves applause. No.
A West Virginia man who hates taxes, may hate them more than anybody else, Philip Moore, showed up earlier this week. That would be yesterday, kids. Over there in Barbour County, West Virginia, I do declare.
I do.
And Philip Moore had to be arrested because he started harassing a local tax office over the phone, actually. It started over the phone, and then he tried to figure out where they were and wanted to drive to it using foul, obscene language. And then the police had to step in, said, stop. He said, no, I won't stop, because they won't stop.
Oh.
And I'm not going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, the officers tried to be cool about it. When they then approached him at his residence, then Moore started throwing elbows and fists. And he's not in jail for tax fraud, at least.
Dum, 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 dum.
That's all we got him.
So there's a lot of stressful jobs in the world, but being Santa's helper could be one of the worst. You get kids doing all sorts of disgusting things, including a four-year-old in Germany. Well, he called Santa dumb and stuck out his tongue. Santa had had enough. He was then accused of clocking him with a branch and was promptly arrested. He could now be facing 5 years in the clink. Santa says it was just a swat. Everyone heads to court in June.
No capybara for him.
Dum, 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 dum.
No way.
Let's go to Salt Lake City. And Rodney Quinn Roop, 46-year-old, was charged last week with wire fraud, mail fraud, bank fraud, and theft of government property, the U.S. Department of Justice said. Roop, a former IRS account manager, said the DOJ said he had access to certain taxpayer accounts and processing tools. So what he would do is he would divert a tax credit owed to somebody to a shell fake company that he set up. But it wasn't all that clever. Like in this particular case that got him flagged, $2.1 million redirected from ExxonMobil to his company, XOXO Exteriors.
Okay.
It's actually not a bad name.
Love and kisses.
Yeah. Roop's going away for a while, folks.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's goats gone wild today in San Diego, California, as an Anglo-Nubian goat was found wandering loose and had no intention of being caught. So, animal control officers had to call in backup, and a lot of it. It took 12 of them to corral the animal, along with an orange piece of plastic fencing. It's now being held until the owner comes forward. They've had a busy week after an emu was also on the run.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug. You better run.
Oh, you're in
trouble,
Doug.
Don't mess with those things.
You better run. No
milking. Run, run.
Uh-uh.
And then finally, we will end with the tale in Tampa, Florida, of Rashia Wilson, who, a couple of months ago, this happened, went on Facebook and became the, quote, self-proclaimed queen of IRS tax fraud.
Oh, dear.
Rashia Wilson. She bestowed this title upon herself after years of fraud, by her own admission.
Rashia.
Posting most everything that added up to the tune of $20 million.
Oh, my word.
But what fun is being the queen if you can't tell everybody on Facebook about it, right?
So she did. There will be signs.
A lot. Rashia Wilson of Tampa, Florida is now serving 21 years in a royal.
Dum, 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 dum